This is Ed Begley Jr., and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.
And you're currently listening to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here at KPFK, radio powered by the people, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, 99.5 in Ridgecrest, China Lake, and worldwide at kpfk.org. My name is Michael Barnes. I am your usual host for this program. And, I know for sure in the second hour, getting ready to play you a fair amount of strange music. At least that's where we're going to start off, a little kind of avant-garde and psychedelic here at the start of this hour. But pretty soon, I'm going to play you a part of a guest DJ set that E the Boss from Myron and E did for us last year, and is kind of representative of some of the things that you might hear when he is DJing, in addition to a few other notables this Friday coming up at a show called Blazing Funk, which also features Jungle Fire and Rich Medina, who's going to do a two-hour set, which is a treat in and of itself. I had some special treats that I picked up just yesterday, as a matter of fact, after a quick trip to San Francisco, to the Bay Area, mainly just to bear witness to the mecca of records, Groove Merchant. And always good times seeing Cool Chris, who I realize is actually, it's kind of strange in a way, but Cool Chris is a person who I've known in California, at least, you know, who's not family, known in California the longest. He was actually probably the first person who I talked to after I got here, like almost 15 years ago. 15th anniversary of me coming to California is coming up pretty soon, and a trip to Groove Merchant was really high on the list, and never disappoints. And so in my mind, it was kind of weird. I've been listening to a lot of Albert Eiler of late in the home and on the record player at home. And the one record from his Impulse years that I did not have was Love Cry. And lo and behold, there it was, a Groove Merchant. And so you're going to hear Dancing Flowers from Albert Eiler from his album Love Cry, which has one of, if not my favorite, maybe one or my one or two, top three certainly, favorite record covers of all time. The cover of Albert Eiler's Love Cry, just a gorgeous, gorgeous picture of him in that suit with that silver and black beard that he had, and playing the saxophone in ways that only Albert could, which you'll hear now, along with some harpsichord, I think, from Cal Cobb, on the song Dancing Flowers, right here at KPFK in Melting Pot. Thank you.
had a stone saw picnic at the park. Nappy haired, proud brown people singing in the dark. We had a stone saw picnic at the park. Barefoot, breathing heavily as we run. Barefoot, breathing heavily, playing soccer in the sun. We had a stone saw picnic at the park. Smile, smile, smile on. Beautiful people always smiling, showing their teeth that shine, shine, shine on like the sweat on her brow, falling, kissing the earth that shakes because it feels warm inside. Oh yes, it moves us, placing happiness in our souls, placing happiness in our souls, that we can feel as we look into each other's eyes, and then we get lost, we disappear like flies, searching for the fruit that I'm so glad we found, rejoicing when we eat it. Yes, we love its lovely sound, taking us off the ground, volcano explode. Yes, we love its lovely sound, hummingbird moving fast, sipping nectar from the flower. Love grows by the hour. Yes, we love its lovely sound. We love its lovely sound. Yes, we love its lovely sound. We love its lovely sound.
Music from Chicano Batman in the set from their most recent record, Cycles of Existential Rhyme. Finally got a copy of that on vinyl, and surprise, surprise, sounds even better. Stone Soul Picnic, the name of the song, which I always associate with the fifth dimension, but actually just realized that was actually written and first done by Laura Nyro, which is interesting. Also in the set, you heard music from the American Analog set from their record, The Fun of Watching Fireworks, their debut full-length record on Emperor Jones in 1996, and Diana Slowburner was the name of the song you heard from that. And then a couple of things that I picked up from Groove Merchant just yesterday, some interesting records. One from Wilburn Burchett. Opens the Seven Gates of Transcendental Consciousness. That's the name of the record. Wilburn Burchett opens the Seven Gates of Transcendental Consciousness. Invoke the Name of God, the name of the track. He basically has like a custom guitar, and everything on the record is just all these sounds. You know, they are, you know, pretty meditative kind of sounds. Unfortunately, I don't have the book, so that comes with the record, or at least the record says. There's a book that comes along, so maybe I won't be able to open up all seven gates, but listening to that music will certainly open up some things, as will Albert Eiler, who we started the show with, finally tracked down a nice copy, white label copy, as a matter of fact, beautiful one, of Love Cry, his record on Impulse. Dancing Flowers was the tune that you heard from Albert Eiler. Big thanks to Cool Chris for those and for everything else. Right now, I'm going to play you some music from somebody who is well-known to Chris and other people in the Bay Area, and well-known to people out here in Los Angeles as well. Ida Boss, who is one half of the group Myron and E, and does quite a lot of things, has been for quite a lot of time. Especially around the kind of DJ kind of things. And we were really lucky a little while ago, several months ago, last year, last summer, as a matter of fact, to have Ida Boss and Myron in for an interview and also a guest DJ set, which I'm going to play you part of this. And this is mostly just as a kind of taste for what's getting ready to go down over at the Echo on Friday, April the 11th. It's Blazing Funk. And Ida Boss is actually going to DJ, and he's also going to be the host of that evening's festivities. And the festivities are something else. It's also going to feature House Shoes and Destroyer. The Impala Sound Champions are going to be out on the patio. And Jungle Fire will perform a live set. And also Rich Medina will be there for a two-hour set. And it'll be interesting to see if that two-hour set, all that is on. Yeah, it says it's an all-wax event, so it should be a two-hour set on vinyl. Rich Medina, 2 hours on vinyl. That is pretty nice. But Ida Boss is pretty nice in and of himself as well. So here's a little excerpt of something that maybe you can expect, a little bit of this. This is also part of a longer set that he did for us, which you can find archived on our blog, meltingpotblog.com, in the section Be Our Guest. Just look for the interview from Myron and E, and the guest DJ set is there. So part of the guest DJ set from Ida Boss, right now for you on KPFK in Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
You listen to half of the DJ them. You know what I'm talking about? The one Bobby had to tell about the 16 connected to the chopper. The chopper connected to Bushmaster. Is the invasion around the youth them that think the DJ them pick up this is that, that the massive. Which if it was a cooler running van that never happened, they would have fair time or something else. Yes.
When the whole world comes down on me, I reach for love. And when the times get much too hard, I remember where I'm from. So you will never hold me back. Oh no, I'm winning over you.
I created just for you. So people have the Negro today. You will remember that it was in the year of 1619 when the first Negro slaves landed on the shores of this nation. They were brought here from the soils of Africa, and the Negro lived amid this system of slavery for 244 years. For all of these years, he was a thing to be used, not a person to be respected. And even after slavery ended, the Negro discovered that he was confronting a new type of slavery, because racial segregation is nothing but slavery covered up with certain niceties of complexity. And so the Negro lived with physical slavery 244 years. He has been a victim of racial segregation for almost 100 years. Now the Negro's dilemma is this, and it's a serious dilemma. In spite of the fact that we have been victims of slavery for 244 years, in spite of the fact that we have lived with segregated conditions for 100 years, the demands of history require that we be as productive, as resourceful, and as responsible as the people who never had these disadvantages. Here we are, as a people, having experienced political domination, economic exploitation, segregation, and humiliation. Well, now 344 years, and yet the demands of history make it necessary for us to be as productive and as responsible as the people who never had these experiences.
Again with the Heath Brothers, it seems. An excerpt of a guest DJ set laid down for us by E. The Boss, and something you can find archived on meltingpotblog.com under Be Our Guest, with the interview we did with Myron and E. on this show. E. The Boss is going to be doing another set and also hosting the night for what is called Blazing Funk, which next Friday, it's also going to feature Jungle Fire, who you now hear in the background. Friday, April 11th, Blazing Funk, hosted and with a DJ set on all vinyl by E. The Boss of Myron E., House Shoes and Destroyer, and a two-hour set from Rich Medina, as well as a live performance from LA's very own Jungle Fire, who are in the studios, and hopefully we'll have a full-length record a little bit later in the year. And if everything works out right, maybe even be a guest on this show in the summer. But you can catch them all live Friday, April 11th. And you can do it courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot if you call me 818-985-5735. Got two pairs of tickets to go and see Blazing Funk with Rich Medina, two-hour all-vinyl set, as well as live performance from Jungle Fire, who are in the background right now. E. The Boss, House Shoes and Destroyer, and on the patio, the Impala Sound Champions as well. All on vinyl over at the Echo, Friday, April 11th. If you'd like to go and see it, give me a call now. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735 is the number here at KPFK to get a pair of tickets to see Blazing Funk with Rich Medina, Jungle Fire, and E. The Boss. Going to start the next set off and the last set with music, brand new music, as a matter of fact, from Lee Fields and the Expressions. They have a record coming out in the summer, too. It's called Emma June, and Magnolia is the first single that we have from it. You're going to hear that right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
of her hand. You were the best I ever had.
Money to the ceiling. No new friends, don't wanna talk my old business. take note. Imagine working graveyard shifts. Boss man steady talking at a million a days for minimum wage. Working like a slave till they put him in his grave. Free, I'm on the same page.
7 days a week I'm living in the brush.
Okay, folks, that's everything we got for you today. Closing up with music from The Occasions, the song Baby Don't Go from a collection put out by Numero, part of their Eccentric Soul series. This one is focused on the Way Out label, which I want to say is out of Cleveland, somewhere around those areas. Madlib and Freddie Gibbs also in the set, the song Broken from their record Pinata, which there is a instrumental version. You'll probably hear some instrumentals from that next week. Lee Fields and the Expressions, a record from them coming out in the summer, Emma June, in a couple months, I guess. Emma June will come out. Magnolia, the name of the track that you heard from Lee Fields, who I think is coming to town, too. I'll know that for sure next week when I see you. Folk Scene is up next. Next week's show, I think we'll have a little bit more together than today. Though, things worked out pretty nicely, if I do say so myself. I hope you agree. Next week, I think we got a regular kind of show. I'm hoping a couple weeks to have Bart Davenport in here doing an interview and performance, and hopefully a guest DJ in at the end of the month as well. So we'll see. Or at least you'll see. Well, we'll all see together. Folks, things up next. Y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.